New Brunswick reverts school policy back to keeping secrets from parents. Policy 713 in New Brunswick outlines the province's requirements for schools to provide what it describes as an inclusive and affirming environment for LGBT students. It allows children to choose their gender identity and requires schools to affirm that choice without informing parents. This is a step in the wrong direction for the province as the new government reversed the efforts of the previous government. Modest positive reforms in 2023. In 2023, the previous Progressive Conservative government revised Policy 713 to require that schools obtain parental consent before using a child's preferred name or pronoun on official documents for those under 16. These minor changes faced intense backlash from activists, journalists, and even Canada's Prime Minister, who criticized the policy for undermining transgender rights and denying children the right to be their, quote, true selves, end quote. In reality, Policy 713 remained remarkably trans-affirming, but the previous government introduced a modicum of respect for parental authority by requiring parental consent before officially adopting a child's new name and pronouns. A court challenge to the 2023 reforms. The Canadian Civil Liberties Association, CCLA, challenged the Progressive Conservative government's changes to Policy 713 in court, claiming that they violated children's rights by allowing schools to share gender-related information with parents. A puzzling stance for a civil liberties organization, as it appeared to prioritize the state keeping secrets from parents over the robust recognition of parental rights. ARPA intervened in the case, presenting various arguments, including the following. 1. The state must respect parental authority. A free society requires respect for the rights of parents, including parents who oppose popular values or beliefs. Parents must have a fundamental right to be informed about their children's development, particularly in contested areas like gender identity. If the government has power to instill its own values and beliefs in children over those of their parents, such a society is not free. 2. Schools have delegated authority. Teachers and school staff act under parental authority, which is revocable. Respecting parents' rights to choose the kind of education their children receive means at the very least keeping parents informed regarding important aspects of their child's development and beliefs. 3. The state must not indoctrinate children. Affirming a child's transgender identity is not a neutral act. It reflects deeply contested philosophical, even religious beliefs about human nature, identity, and the role of the body. A political reversal in late 2024. Before the case reached a hearing, the provincial Liberals' election victory in late 2024 rendered it moot. The new government reversed the changes, again allowing students under 16 to adopt chosen names and pronouns informally at school without parental consent. Policy 713 will harm children. Tom Mueller, a biomedical researcher and pro-LGBT advocate, criticized the Liberal government's changes to Policy 713 as rooted in, quote, ideological pseudoscience, end quote. We were encouraged to see New Brunswick's leading newspaper publish his perspective. Mueller notes, as many others have, that social transition often leads children into irreversible medical treatments. Mueller rightly points out that the uncritical affirmation of children's self-identification is neither kind nor safe. It is a recipe for serious long-term consequences for children. What should we do? New Brunswick's Policy 713 shows the significant damage government decisions can inflict on children and parental rights. The policy reversal also highlights the importance of elections. Changes in leadership can dramatically alter policies that affect families, schools, and the well-being of children. But it also shows the power of interest group pressure. Keeping secrets from parents is not a terribly popular policy, except among progressive activists and interest groups. Such policies need to be exposed and publicly and persuasively opposed. Outside of Alberta and Saskatchewan, the policy landscape for schools is much the same across Canada, despite several other provinces having nominally conservative governments. We encourage you to assess your own provincial government's stance on issues like parental rights and gender identity. Important questions to ask include the following. Does your provincial government prioritize transparency and the fundamental role of parents in guiding their children? Are the current policies designed to care for vulnerable children or to promote an ideological agenda? To ensure provincial policies protect children, it is crucial to stay informed about these issues and engage with your elected representatives, especially your local MLA or MPP, and advocate for policies that align with your values.